Hi, everybody. Today is Monday. This is Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing. Website is creationlightship.com. Today's date is August 23rd, 2010. So, let's start with an emotional clearing. Since it's Monday, you may have had something happen during the weekend. So, think of one of those situations if you had one. And if you haven't had one then, just enjoy the peace energy as it comes in. So here we go. I'll count to five to release this energy of one of these particular scenarios out of your invisible emotional body. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do one for people who live in their feelings, getting their feelings hurt. People who live in their feeling body will tend to take everything to maybe heart more faster, easier than somebody who just lives in the emotional body. So you can become damaged quicker, we'll say, get, you know, feeling upset easier if you live in your feeling body. And you know if you're a feeling person because that word is being used quite often in your vocabulary. I feel sad, I feel betrayed, I feel nervous, I feel anxious, I feel, I think I may have said hurt, betrayed, bad. Anything that has to do with feelings, that you use the word feelings with, that just tells you that you're using your feeling body. So here we go. And normally people who use the feeling body, they use that one because the emotional one got stuffed full, and the next one in line is the feeling body, and that's what you're being activated into is that one, to experience life with feelings. So here we go. Think of a scenario. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll do a trauma body. And this is for people who basically have had their emotional body filled up. Just think of it as like a container. And when it gets stuffed full, then it leaks over. And then from there it goes typically into your feeling body. And then if not, then it goes into your trauma body. So remember, it has to get stored someplace. If it came into your physical body all at one time, you would be dead. It would kill you. And that's why people say that your emotions that you experience or don't experience, that you stuff in this lifetime, is what kills you. These negative attributes, which is true. So here we go. This is why we do whole lifetime clearings, to get these out of you. So trauma body, same process. Think of a situation. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And let's do a pain body. Some of you also might have physical pain in your body. So again, think of where it might be. You might want to put your hand on it. And we'll see what the light beings can do for you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Next, we'll do the mind to heart drop. This I hope everybody's doing, you know, a couple times a day at least, so that you can become more in the moment and get away from the mind control energy of the aliens and the planets, your natal chart, and other interfering energies that are connecting to you in thought. Remember, when you're in your heart, you're in discernment, and there's really no thoughts there. They don't actually come to you, okay? In the mind, in your head, will say, you're going to get thoughts all day long, and it's kind of like a runaway train, and they'll keep coming and coming and coming, and the thoughts are not yours, typically. Maybe they're being activated from you, but they're being transmitted to you from what your body has stored inside of it. So this is the way those work. When you're in your heart center, all you have is peace. When you're in your heart, you're in the moment. When you're in the mind, you're in time. And the aliens control and manipulate time. So when you're in your head, you're in the time-based reality. And that's where you really shouldn't be. They took you out of your heart and brought you into time. So I'm going to drop down. I always count from 10 to 1 backwards. And this is just to command the energy so your spirit can help move the energy in your body. And this you can do yourself. It's not hypnosis by any means. So here we go, and you might actually feel that energy of the thought process go down from your head into your heart. So here we go. In fact, I'll stop at 5, and you're probably going to actually feel it, you know, maybe the base of your neck there. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. And you might feel it kind of being stuck in your throat. 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, if you wish to call in, you can go to the fast chat, and we have phone numbers listed there. We do like callers. If not, you can also go to the VBS homepage, and it'll have a listing there of the phone numbers to call in on. So we'll see if our co-host is out there in cyberspace, and today it's Annika. Are you out there, Annika?
I am. Hello, Ron, and hello, everyone who's on the fast chat. And for you who are not there yet, if this is your first time, it's great to put any questions you might have for Ron and the Creation Lightship on there, or call us if you want. Like Ron said, we do have a toll-free number. That's 888-815-9756. And if you go to BBS Radio Station 1, you'll see a few other numbers, and I also listed them on the fast chat there. I just wanted to comment a little bit. We had an amazing weekend. Ron had 8 hours healing on a conference call yesterday. We did a call on Saturday, and we have another Sunday coming up. And if you want to join us for the week, Ron does other calls during the week as well. He does 1 hour Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Wednesday has a lot of water charging, which is just amazingly helpful in healing and all that kind of thing. And another thing that I've noticed that it's added to your website, Ron, is when you go on the top of the website, www.creationlightship.com, is a list of all our online healings. And there is so much. And now you can go in there, click on that. It's a book. It looks like a book. And you click on that, and you get this amazing list. And you can put in a search word. For instance, you know, I just put in a G-O-D there and got quite a few of the different I happen to see quite a few of the different generational clearings, Ron. And maybe because I saw that, I could ask you a little bit about the generations. Why would we want to go back in the generations if we need to, if something's bothering us? I also heard a call there.
Yeah, I'll just mention that, and then we'll get the caller here. So, yeah, the reason why you may want to go back into past generations, and they're divided off into 7 generations apiece, you first must do your whole lifetime, whatever that clearing would be. And so let's just say that you're doing a clearing for fear. So you do this lifetime's clear body, fear body, to clear that out. And, you know, maybe it helps you about 80%, but you go, man, there's still something that's there. Well, that means that it's more ingrained in your genetics. So there's more underneath the iceberg. So then what I'd say is just to do maybe the first part, which is 1 through 7. And from there, that may take care of it. You're going back typically, you know, maybe 1800s, 1850s. And from, you know, to now. And that may take care of your problem. If you need to go back further, you can. But some people have residue. Now, this is what you could call past life events or traumas being brought forward. So remember, we live typically in our past because our past is what's controlling our reality. Remember, all the thoughts of your ancestors, and I change this around for most people who talk about this. When you first hear the word past lives and you go to a reader, a psychic reader, intuitive, they talk about your past lives, and they are assuming probably from books, that they're talking about your spirit and its incarnations. Well, that's very, very, very hard to read. What they're more than likely reading 99% of the time is your genetic past lives, because those are what's controlling you now. Remember, the thoughts of your ancestors are what you're dealing with. And you may say, well, why don't they read your spirit? Well, remember, each time you incarnate, your spirit has to be cleaned off of the traumas. And so how could you read that? There are people who state they can read the Akashic Records, which is just the history of you on this planet. And that's another way to look at maybe your spirit, but I don't think that's typically going to be that accurate, although somebody could disagree with me on that. But basically, what you're dealing with now is not the karma of your spirit from past lives, okay? Because remember, your spirit very seldom ever runs your life, okay? It's the entities, and your body is attached to that, and that goes into your genetics. So your spirit, typically in each incarnation, it's wiped clean of all that stuff. And what it does, it comes into a body which is full of density, full of all these past life thoughts. And this is how it can look like you may have been somebody in a past life, and a reader could read somebody else, and they could say, you look like the same person, you know, doing the same thing. And that's because maybe your genetics are mixed up, and, you know, how people can be associated with each other. You know, the further back you go, the more we're kind of related, you know. And so, you know, it's very possible that they're reading the same issue in two separate different people because of the genetics that was in there. Remember, your ancestor is bringing you your reality. And so this is why when you have a clearing on your emotional stuff, this is like a past life clearing for this lifetime. Excuse me, this lifetime, your century with the C is for past lives. And that goes back to when you first got incarnated. But if you're still dealing with situations, then you may want to do the seven generational one, and maybe even further. So it's kind of up to you. Not everybody necessarily needs it. But it is a big help for people who just feel like they just didn't get far enough down the rabbit hole. So I hope I answered that question. So basically, who you are, you know, your body, what you're experiencing in this lifetime, has nothing to do with your thoughts in this lifetime. I'm going to clarify that too, because some religions teach you that, boy, you must have had a really bad thought because you have a broken arm now. What happened to you? What were you thinking for that? You know, well, it wasn't what you're thinking. It's what your body had blocked energy in, and it wanted to heal. So you became the victim of having a broken arm because of your ancestors. So you can blame them, not yourself. Okay, so that's the way it works. So their thoughts are controlling your reality. And when you have the clearings done, especially the whole lifetime one, those tend to get dampened down a whole bunch. And the emotional clearing, like I say, is your number one clearing that we do. Starting off, so if you're going to work with me at all, get that clearing done. It'll change your reality. So we have a caller on, I believe, if they're still there. I heard a beep. Somebody out there?
Hello.
I'm still here.
Okay, great.
Hi, this is, Ron, hi, Annika. Annika,
hi.
Can you hear your voice, too?
Yeah,
Victoria,
great to hear you.
From Washington.
Hi.
Can you guys hear me okay? I'm on a different phone, that's why I ask.
No problem, coming through loud and clear.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir. Ron, I just wanted to say that I had so many wins on the weekend conference call and the healings. Thank you so much. It's a problem that I've been dealing with for a while because many of us drink sodas once in a while when we're out and about and things like that. And so I had a wonderful healing on the bladder, and it was almost like a gallbladder cleansing of some sort. So thank you. It was really neat because sometimes, you know, we'll drink cranberry juice or we'll do alternative methods to try to had that cleansing, and the detox, detoxing of a lot of the chemicals really, it's so, thank you, I'm getting healthier every day, and I really appreciate that healing so much. And now my other question is, how do we keep our healings when we don't have 100% of our spirit?
Ah, okay. Your body will keep as much as it can keep, okay? Because once your body has a program that's in it kind of eliminated or dampened, your body will still hang on to, you know, that healing. Sometimes the mindset, so we have our body, okay, so your body says, man, this feels great. I got rid of this problem. Well, now you have your mind. Now, the mind's controlled by the aliens. So maybe, like you're saying, possibly a soft drink or something, you know. We'll just assume that's what it was. So let's just say that people out there have become addicted to soft drinks because their parents gave them one when they were younger and they had them every time they went to a fast food restaurant or they went out or they, you know, naturally go to the grocery store and buy, you know, a gallon of soft drinks a week, if not more. And outside and you have a healing and you go, wow, my body doesn't necessarily crave it now. But the aliens might say, wait a minute, what's happening here?
We're going
to mind program to make you now want to have soft drinks, okay? So you have to also know that you want to clear it out. As far as your spirit doesn't necessarily care if you have soft drinks or not, you know, because it's just too long for the ride. It would like the body to live longer. That's what it's trying to do, is heal your body, but it doesn't really interfere with what you choose to do, you know, in the process. So you have to realize that, and then you could have entities. You know, each time you have a soft drink, just think of the entities that come in who want to have a soft drink or alcohol or you know, a cigarette or, you know, other substances that people take, drugs, hard drugs, okay? Or even drugs that are over-the-counter, you see. But they're all addictive drugs, and entities may want to have that. So, you know, you want to clear yourself out of the entities. One way to help yourself out, you know, is to do the, I now increase my life force energy. That will bring your spirit back more into you. And it can hold more light in your body. And maybe by doing so, it will prevent the entities from coming into you that want to have and share and use your body to have maybe a soft drink, okay?
Right.
So once you get rid of the entities, then more than likely you're not going to really want to have it. In fact, you might just do that clearing. Everybody out there typically, you know, has some type of addiction for something, you know. Not that could be that bad. You know, I like chocolate. More so I like coke. But aside from that, what you might do next time you pick up something at the store, you know, you already bought it, maybe it's sitting in your closet or maybe next to you, waiting for you to pop the lid on it, you know. Do your life force energy. And then ask your spirit to kick out the entities. And maybe you might take a look at that that particular drink or whatever it is, a cigarette or the pack of cigarettes, you might say, you know, I really don't want to have that right now. And before, you definitely wanted it. So you may want to write it down on a piece of paper and do, you know, I now increase my life force energy. Do it about 50 times. You're going to feel yourself get charged up. Then you're going to become more conscious. And you may be able to listen to your body, and your body may say, oh, no, I don't want to have another cigarette, you know. Or I don't want to have another soft drink. Or I don't want to have, you know, this bag of potato chips. You know, you may have 20 in your cabinet, you know. So, you know, try that. Because, you know, it's a lot of the stuff that we're having is, you know, is actually comfort food, emotional comfort food for us. And when you do your life force energy, you may just find yourself eating less. Because you're living on spiritual energy, which your body really is intended to be run on, okay, as a light body versus the density that people put into it. So that's kind of my suggestion, you know, to do your, I now increase my life force energy. You may also want to do on the website the Be Here Now clearing, but if you're away from your computer, you can do the, in fact, I'll do it right now. So what you want to do, if you're a newcomer to this here, and you can sample a little bit of energy, put your hands in front of you, palms facing each other, kind of like you do in the prayer thing, but don't touch them together. And you're going to feel somewhere between probably a foot to maybe a couple of inches, you're going to feel like you're compressing two magnets that are the same pole, so they're kind of opposing each other, and you're going to feel the energy bouncing off your palm chakras, okay? And they're up bouncing off your fingers. And then just know where that energy is, and just hold it there, and then say the affirmation, which is very simple. It puts it into the now, so you say, I now, which is this moment, okay? Or you could say this moment. So I now increase, that only means one thing, you're charging up, my life force energy. So it's all very, very simple. It's not wordy, it's headlines, right to the point, okay? And you say it out loud, I now increase my life force energy, and then move your hands further apart, and move them out maybe 6 inches or more from where they were initially, and come back in slowly, and you're going to find that that space is larger. And then say it again, and then move your hands apart. Don't move your hands like a butterfly, okay? That way you're charging energy up. You don't want to charge anything up. All you want to do is feel where the energy is. So let's do it 10 times here. And when you're done, probably after the fifth time, you're going to find out that your hands are straight across from each other. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Just five more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There. So you should feel like you're more awake. You should feel more energy in your body. And you should feel like, you know, you were maybe like a little drowsy before, and now you're fully awake. And now look at what you maybe chose to want to have. Remember, wanting and needing is two different things. So what you probably wanted to have, maybe you have a bag of potato chips next to you or some donuts or something, you know. And look at them and just see if you want it, or a cup of coffee, you know. You may not really need that, you know. So anyway, that's, you know, about all that I could probably suggest, you know, for people to do. And it does help. A lot of people use it when they're tired at night. Maybe they're driving their car. They got another half an hour before they reach home and they're a little drowsy, and they do that. And, you know, lets you get an extra maybe half an hour to hour more because you're charged up more and you become more conscious. So it's very good to do. And it puts more of your spirit with you. And then you're actually more awake. So that's about all I can say.
Thank you. That was fantastic, Ron. I got another whammy healing here in a wonderful way. Thank you guys so much.
Hey.
Thank you so much for calling, Victoria Ann. Great to talk to you.
Same here. Blessings to you.
Yeah. So, Ron, we have some questions from yesterday's call. I don't know, but Marie R. was wondering, could we clear the itchies from the buggies on yesterday's call? I know you did a lot of that on yesterday's call, but maybe Marie was particularly affected. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we can do that here. So let's try that. So
okay.
On the call yesterday, the eight-hour call, it was a rough one. What we did was get rid of alien toxins, first of all, toxins out of different parts of our body, mainly, I believe, our liver and our bladder and kidneys, okay, and also inside of our body. And remember, these are the toxins that the aliens leave us. And then I think about halfway through the call, for what I can remember, we started working with the corpses, okay, the alien life forms that died inside of us. And that was pretty intense. And we also did a lot of other ones, things underneath our skin and stuff. But, wow, those dead aliens were quite something. So let's get rid of some of the itches here that could be possibly hanging around here. So let's work with our nerve endings here. Maybe they're traumatized a little bit because the aliens have attached themselves to it. So here we go. Remember, these are the alien energetic life forms that are invisible. If we had an alien, say, microscope, we'd probably see them very easily. But we don't have one. So an alien detector microscope or something, huh?
That would be good.
Yeah. So anyway, if anybody's listening, you know, when you hear me talk about this, you go, well, what's he talking about? Aliens that are inside of us? Well, remember, if you didn't have a regular microscope here, you wouldn't know about bacteria and everything else, that viruses that people catch. Yeah, but because now you can see them in the electron microscope, all of a sudden they become physical to us, where before, I can't detect them. Well, if we had an alien scanning device, and I'm sure it might be here on the planet somewhere, but maybe not known to a lot of people, okay, then you could get these things out of you and know what they are and figure out how to release them somehow. Typically, you know, their technology is so highly advanced that we don't have anything actually physically here to do that. That's why the light chip can help release these. So here we go. I'll count to 10, see if this helps you, Marie. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll keep going here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let me kind of scan here. Let's pull out some of the critters that are still hanging around. Remember, you're still in quarantine on the light ship. So let's get rid of some of these critters here. So the ones that I see there, these are the little black ones. If you were to see them, they're black, and they have probably about 100 legs on them. Okay? And we're going to take these away now. So here we go. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. It's about an inch or so on your scroll bar, depending on what size monitor you have. And we're going to activate that with the male energies, the male doctors here. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Just some of these little alien critters away. These are invisible energetic life forms that in their own realm are physical, and so they're actually physically walking around inside of you. So here we go. Bring in the energy. So again, I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's see how that works here. Why don't everybody get a glass of water, and we'll do some silver water. This will help you for healing. We do these on the conference calls that I have, and also we did a lot of silver water on the 8 hours and 4 hour calls. So we'll do this for a treat for everybody. So get a glass of water, everybody, and we'll do some energy charging for that here. Do you want to talk about the eight-hour call that we had, Annika? I'll get some water myself right now.
Yeah. We did, well, some of those waters that we did had to do with the poisonings and that sort of thing, that we were getting rid of the alien poisonings and the metal poisonings and that sort of thing. And some of those waters are just really, it's just really interesting to me how they're different. And I actually see Cool is asking a question about removing something from head now. It over buzzer, and I'm not sure exactly what that is, or if Cool was on the call yesterday and it's from that call, because I think I saw something about what happened with the head was the question before that. So maybe you can mention it again, or maybe, Ron, I don't know if there's something you can do that you feel would help for the head.
Maybe just over water here, so.
Yeah, maybe we could ask Cool to call in. You might want to call in on the toll-free number is 888-815-9756 or one of the other lines that's on BBS Radio Station 1. So call and ask us, because we're not over. Whoa, yeah, maybe this person's calling in now. Hello.
No,
who's out there?
Cool's gonna call.
That's all right. We can take you first, and then maybe give Cool time to call after you.
Okay.
So yeah. Hello.
Hi. So I was on the weekend intensive healing.
Yes. How was it, Kimberly?
Well, I haven't missed one since they began. So
yeah.
It's. You know, elevates my awareness and my vision. I think, Ron, I've seen an object this time, and I felt the pain of the object. It was in the hip off to the right of the uterus area. It was like a plate, and it kind of startled me because I felt it. So I got up and I moved, and then I lost, consciousness of what was being done. So I think they may have moved it, but I'm not sure. It was really interesting because I could see the colors of the body were like a little blue, and then there was this like a metal plate at a like a slice of something. And I know that you've talked about objects in the body before, but I've never seen one. So that was really interesting.
Yeah, I know I release from people from past lives and astral plane stuff, objects that are still in the body. On the call yesterday, that was more for alien-specific things. So since you mentioned around your uterus, this could be a common thing possibly for women. As I see the fast chat, we have a lot of women on. So I was assuming that probably a woman too, you know. But women do have their eggs taken. Some women are actually alien baby factories. So if you are a woman out there listening and you think you go through pregnancies a couple times or so a year, but you don't understand it, or you kind of get a little bloated, maybe for, month and a half or so, then all of a sudden it goes away. It's a good chance that you're being used as a baby factory, in a sense, okay, an incubator. That happens to a lot of women. So let's just make sure that Kimberly's okay here. So what I'll do is work with everybody listening here. And this part will not work on the archives. Normally everything does, but this part will not. So we're going to have the light beam doctors, the males, come in and check out the women and just see if you have anything going on there with energies that would support carrying a fetus or having your eggs taken, okay? This might be scary to the first-time listener, even to the old people listening, but this is very, very common. So here we go. Okay, taking away some of the energy here. So if you feel your ovaries kind of twitch a little bit sometimes, might be a little sharp pain, that could be part of it here. Sometimes they'll put devices in the ovaries to actually extract the eggs. I just think of a different type of plumbing that would be there that you physically can't see, but it's there, and they kind of get stored that way. And let's see here. Coming out. So work on your left side first for all you women here. Okay, there we go, and right side. Okay, and anything going on with the uterus here, we'll see if we can eliminate some of this stuff here. I think I may put this on the website at some point here. A clearing kind of like this here. We already have one up kind of similar. Here we go. There we go. Okay. This will take a few minutes here for everybody. Just kind of sit back and relax. And if you're a man out there, you might actually feel it also in your body. Here we go. There we go. Okay. A little more here. I'm going to have the light ship help you out with some, like, numbing agents, we'll call that, to numb out some of the pain if you're experiencing a little bit of pain. And do request now if you do feel something, because the light beams are working with you right now instantly. So, okay. About another minute to go here. And for all you women, you may want to check your waist size right now when we get done here. Just kind of see if you maybe your pants are a little bit looser on you. Or your skirt, whatever you're wearing here. Okay, there we go. So, I guess back to you, Kimberly.
It was very interesting. I felt tension and then relief a few different times. And I was wondering, if I had stayed calm in my awareness, is that something I could have pulled out of my body? And what would I have done with it? Or is it so intricate that it's definitely a call, Ron?
Oh, okay, yeah, they're very intricate. Let's see. How do I put that into words? Let's see. If your spirit could have done it to begin with, it would have saw the violation, and it would have eliminated it. But so it didn't have enough horsepower. So to do it physically, there's no place to put it, and there's no real way to grab onto it, okay? You might be able to pull the energy out of you with your hands. Some people grab energy with their hands. But then where's it going to go to, okay? And is it going to come back, okay? So that's kind of how I would look at that. Typically, it might be very difficult to do.
Okay.
So that's kind of how I'm looking at this, to see if anybody can do it themselves to help themselves out. You could probably, ask your spirit to help to numb some of the pain out if you have pain there or something. But other than that...
It wasn't horrible pain. It was pain to bring me to awareness, and I looked down, and I thought, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. So, I mean, the healings have really helped clearing densities away from my inner eye and everywhere else so that I'm becoming just so much more aware of how to care for myself even more. And
if I can ask a question, how was, we did two basic long clearings. One was for the alien poisoning that they gave us. And then the other one was, which was their waste products, toxins, and the other one was for dead aliens. Would you want to comment on either one of those type of clearings yesterday?
Yeah, I've been around for a while, so I've accumulated all of those, and I could feel the heavy pull of the energy moving, and which gives great relief. So I'm hoping to have more access to that, so you can just get the body free of those energies. But I was very surprised that there was so much dead weight, you know, in the body, because I'm feeling pretty clean, and I don't feel so toxic like I did last year. Last year I felt like a cesspool, and I couldn't figure it out because I eat really well, and I take good care of myself, but I was always tired, where I have a lot more life force energy now compared to last year. And so I was kind of surprised, but it helps explain where I've got some of this a little bit of problematic shape, I should say, that I just can't get to go away, and I didn't know if that was some kind of genetic imprinting from generations that hadn't been cleared away, or if it was still was parasitic, or just a combination. But I definitely feel healthier and more aware and balanced than I did when I began this healing process with you, this journey.
Great, great.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's good.
That's kind of verbose there, a little wordy.
Okay, so thank you for calling. That's wonderful.
Can I ask you one more question, Ron?
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
There's the storms have been here, and I was wondering about the timeline with the light ship and what BC we might be in.
Okay, so you have a lot of physical storms there?
Yeah, that's yesterday, today, there was a lot of lightning and rumbling in the sky.
Yeah, do you see the animal clouds up there?
No, it's overcast.
Because here where we are in Northern California, the sky is like what it used to be when I was 20, a long time ago. And, you know, we don't have chemtrails here any longer. That's been a couple of months.
Yeah, I've been blown away by that, too, here where I am. I'm in North California, too. I'm a couple of hours away from where you are, Ron, but none here whatsoever. The sky is so blue, and I haven't seen chemtrails for the longest time now.
Yeah, we had the alien ships come yesterday when it started to get dark out, tons of them on the mountain, and once I saw them, they were gone. In the morning, they were nothing is here, so that they go away normally about an hour or two after I see them physically. The light ship comes and just disintegrates them. It's obvious. I think we had a caller beep there. So
yeah, it sounded like it.
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing good, thank you. I had a question about the dead aliens, and I was wondering, why are they dead in our body? What are they doing? Our body is not equipped to handle a graveyard. How did they die? Was there a battle between the light and the dark forces? Did they try to take them back to the dark forces instead of the light and go into the light ship? And was there sort of an altercation there going on? Why did they die? Why did their managers get mad at them for being here? Well, if they were doing the right thing according to them, but not according to the light, or what could have happened there that caused their death? Is it a reincarnation process where they take them out, they take them back to their managers, and then they reprogram them to bring them back again to do the dark forces instead of the light forces of going to the light? Or what happened there? What's the altercation there?
Boy, you got a lot of questions. That's good. Okay.
Okay.
At first, I would say that they just died because of maybe old age, okay? Or maybe they were in your body, right? And this one alien saw another alien and said, "Man, you stink, I don't like you," and he killed him, okay? And then it just dies there. You know, who's going to pick it up, right? It just sits in your body and rots, okay?
I see.
Okay, so those two could be a very easy way to look at it. Remember, there's thousands of races wanting to get a piece of you. and they live inside of you. And so that's what happens. The other thing which is interesting, which you brought up, is, you know, maybe they wanted to die in you so that they would be connected to your physical body, and maybe they wanted to have their physical body stuck into the earth, because most people get buried versus being cremated, at least in the old days, I think. And then, you know, maybe it's the possibility that maybe they want to hitch a ride with your spirit to your soul family to now invade you, to come with you on another reincarnation. Maybe they want to hitchhike with you. So that's basically what I would think of. We better do our water charging, everybody, before the show ends. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, time flies.
Yeah.
So here we go. Get your glass of water. Hold it beneath the water level. This is for silver healing water. And we're going to bring in the we'll bring in the purple whales to charge this up. Okay, so here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, the water is charged up, so have some of this silver healing water. You can use it for mouthwash, gargle, or drink it. If you're going to, you know, use it for mouthwash or gargling, then naturally you want to spit it out and not swallow it. What's your choice? One or the other. So, back to you, Annika. Do you have anything else to add, Larry, if you're still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I would just like to get a healing for my left ankle, please, when you have time, Ron.
Okay, here we go. So people listening with the left ankle situation, so or right ankle situation, or ankles in general. So here we go. One, let's get rid of entities first. Remember, entities is what you want to do first here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Now let's do a healing. Remember, entities are what gets attracted to us through pain and trauma, and they stick to our body. So here we go. Bringing some healing energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So there you go, Larry.
Okay, thank you very much.
So thank you so much, Larry. I also want to thank Kimberly, who called in right before Larry. Thank you so much. And we have Nurit, who is brand new and has no clue what this conversation is about. Maybe we can do a little one-on-one of what we're talking about. What is the Creation Lightship, and what are you doing in your clearing samples here, Ron?
Okay, the Creation Lightship is source energy itself. It's here, comes every 2,000 years to check upon its creation. And this is one of the planets that are in, you know, the creation of light out of probably zillions of them. And since we're at about the 2,000-year time from when Jesus came, they come every 2,000 years, so this is the ascension time. So this is what this program is about, is to heal yourself, your body, to get rid of the energies. And we talk about aliens a lot. That's the problems here. If you're a Christian, you might just think of aliens as the devil, okay? But there's so much more probably worse than that. Most people just think of the demonic energies that are here that they see on TV or hear about, you know, like the exorcist stuff. Well, that's probably about 0.5% of what's actually happening, you know, as far as the negativity and the drama and trauma, the abductions of people, et cetera. So what I'd suggest you to do is to listen to about 10 of the radio programs on BBS. You can go to my website and click on them on the very bottom left and select different programs. This is about healing your body and healing your spirit and bringing your spirit more into your physical body. And for most people, after they hear a few shows, they kind of catch on to what's we're talking about here. At first, it's going to sound like it's maybe very negative to you. You're going to realize that your whole belief system here that you were taught in this lifetime is basically false, and that you've been betrayed by probably the churches mainly. This is where you get your belief systems from, spirituality, the books that you've read on the New Age movement, the New Age stuff. All this stuff is basically the darkness talking to you. So this is pure light, and everything here is designed to help empower you, your spirit, to get into your body. That's the teachings of Jesus. So that's kind of what this show's about. So listen to the archives, go back, pick different times. I have over probably, by now, probably about 600 of them on BBS Radio, and that may help you out a lot. So, and just, you know, our next show that we have is on Wednesday. And then we have one on Friday. And after the Friday show on Station 2, we have a question and answer time that we talk for about maybe an hour and a half or so. I like to kind of hold it at that, but sometimes we go over. And people can call in and ask on a conference line call, not BBS's line, but another line, to find out about the light shift, to ask about healing. So this is about getting yourself empowered. You know, there's plenty of free healings on the website. You can check them out if you wish. And it's all about your spirit and your physical body. And the mind energy is the darkness. So you have spirit, mind, body. So you have spirit, which is the light. Mind is the darkness. And the body is the light. And the mind energy is controlled by the aliens. Maybe you have a natal chart telling you what your life's about before you even experience that. So if that's not darkness, what is? That's all mind control. This is what we're here to help you get out of. So back to you, Annika. Thank you, Larry, if you're still on, for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much, Larry, and thank you for that explanation. Again, it never, I never hear enough of it. I always want to hear more, and it's so great. I do want to mention for Nurit and anybody else who's new, go to the website, www.creationlightship.com. There is so much information. There is a lot of free clearings. There's a lot of samples that you can listen to. There is videos that can bring in divine energies to really make you feel better. It's just wonderful, and so much on there that you can do, including, like what Ron said.
Like you said, you're Jewish. It doesn't make any difference. You're still human.
Yep.
And so you're still controlled by the alien mind energies. And so it doesn't matter what your religious belief is or what race you are, because you're still human. And the aliens don't care, you know, what genre you belong to or anything else. They're still attached to you. Just that the spiritual teachings might be different with different types of religions or organizations, okay? So in different ways of mind control for those particular races of people, whatever that would be. So the main thing is to become heart-centered, to get out of time, and just to understand, you know, that, you know, you are controlled by that. That's the whole thing. And once you hear a few of the programs here, like I said, it may take you about 10 times, and after that you're going to catch on. This program has nothing to do with Christianity, although Jesus did come from the light ship to help out for ascension, okay? And the Christian religion grew from his teachings, but he did not come here to do a religion, okay? He just came to teach the people. And the religion of Christianity somehow is there. and so did Muhammad. He came also from the light ship, and those teachings got askew too. So did Buddha. So did his. Okay, and I'm sure that there's some a background there with Moses, you know, also. So anyway, and that energy is from the light ship also. Just that when it gets translated into human languaging down here, a few words can change the whole meaning of what was supposed to be there. And naturally, we're looking at stuff from the past and bringing that into the future and believing that this is true energy or true sayings or scripture. And the whole process with us here is to have you go to your heart center. Then you're out of time. Then you're away from all that stuff. And then your spirit can talk to you. Everybody has a spirit if they were created, you know, by a light, of the light ship, unless you're actually here as a clone person created by the aliens from the underground. But that's another whole venue. We talk about stuff like that on the Friday program, and that show starts at basically 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern. Then after that, we have our conference call for Q&As. So if you're interested to tuning into that, please do so. And you may learn quite a bit, at least understand more what we're talking about. So this is not a Christian-based program. In fact, I'm against all religions that are here on this planet because they're not giving you the truth. And once you realize that the truth is all inside of yourself, then you realize that what are these churches doing to people besides being controlled by aliens? That's why I say when you pray outside of yourself, P-R-A-Y, you're at P-R-E-Y. Say it again, you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. So very dangerous, very, very dangerous, because you're asking for a favor from some alien being out there that wants to control you and cord you, connect with you, and then all of a sudden you're tied up even more into the matrix, the spider web of dark energy. So back to you, Annika. Our show's about over here, looks like.
Okay, yeah. Just getting to be 5 almost, and we have a conference call, another healing call by Ron right after this. Conference is 3 times a week, and then the Q&A after the show, and that's on Friday. Otherwise, we have 4 shows a week on BBS Radio. It's on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then late on Saturday night, which also includes going to the light ship. So I just see one quick question. What BC are we in from K?
We're at 14,000 BC, and they're moving, you know, on from that. So we're on 14,000. So they're taking away the quote-unquote God energies that are out there, the aliens that were preying upon the people.
Okay.
Around that time frame. So that's basically 16,000 years ago.
Great.
So you felt energy is kind of weird in your body. Other people respond differently. That's because the mind control patterns are being reactivated from the aliens trying to hold their ground here, and they're being taken out. So
I just wanted to mention before we leave that Ron's website is www.creationlightship.com. You can go there and check it out. Please do. There's so much. You will really see a lot on there. I so enjoy the website. And also, if you want to contact Ron, you may email him creationlightship@yahoo.com for any other information or clearings or conference calls.
Great. So we'll see you all later, everybody. Blessings.
Blessings.